Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 54 degrees with a breeze. KSL's top story. The man who allegedly targeted four women in hit and runs made his first appearance in court today. We have team coverage, and let's begin with KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
26-year-old on FAM made a virtual appearance for his initial hearing at the Salt Lake 3rd District Court to hear the 10 charges he faces, six of them being for attempted murder that carry sentences of up to life in prison. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas chimed in on the severity of these charges.
He's also charged with what you might call hit and run, which is failing to remain at the scene of an accident involving an injury. And those are range from misdemeanors to felonies. So these are very serious charges that he's facing.
FAM is currently being held without bail. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV's Shara Park tells Dave and Dujanovic she's been looking at past cases involving the suspect on FAM.
We have cases that go back from a theft, a squatting call, a case where he was charged with punching out a UTA train window. The violence here ramped up over years in terms of charges. So he's not unknown to police.
FAM's next hearing is scheduled for Friday, 2 days away. We learned this afternoon former Connecticut Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died. KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson knew the senator personally, and earlier he told us that Lieberman was a strong believer in compromise.
He was someone who loved the country deeply, who built bipartisan coalitions in a statesmanlike manner. He dealt with the politics of it all. He understood all of that. But first and foremost, he saw across the differences. He saw the dignity of the people around him, and he especially saw the dignity of those that he disagreed with.
Joe Lieberman reportedly died from complications from a fall. He was 82 years old. Federal officials are updating recovery efforts from the Key Bridge collapse. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff divers today recovering two of six road crew members who plunged into the river. Colonel Roland Butler detailing the discovery.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
Investigators also learning today that the cargo ship underwent engine maintenance before it lost power, slamming into the Key Bridge. Governor Wes Moore calling it a global crisis. He says the global economy depends on the Port of Baltimore. He's asking for federal help in rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Despite this task ahead of us being daunting, I can tell you right now, our resolve is unshaken.
He says the state is determined to rebuild the bridge and get the port operating as quickly as possible. We are standing by for a news conference from the National Transportation Safety Board that's expected at any minute. Former President Trump wasting no time in criticizing the New York judge who put him under a gag order in his upcoming hush money trial. Mr. Trump posting on social media today that the gag order was illegal, un-American, and unconstitutional. And President Biden will share a stage with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in New York as he raises money for his re-election campaign. The event tomorrow will showcase decades of Democratic leadership. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The happiest place on earth is trying to be happy with Florida's governor.
Disney has decided to settle its legal battle with Governor Ron DeSantis over control of the land Disney World sits on. The Wall Street Journal reports this truce gives DeSantis more power over Disney's operations in Florida. The disagreement between the man and the mouse began in early 2022 when DeSantis appointed a board to control the district Disney World is in after the company criticized the governor's legislation many people know as the Don't Say Gay Bill. How will this affect your next trip to Disney World? Well, before the settlement, Disney had a grand plan to expand their park over the next 30 years. This deal with DeSantis scraps that plan, leaving the company with an earlier, less expansive plan that uses less land. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Millions of dollars will be going back to the victims of one of the biggest real estate scams in Utah history. The director of the Division of Consumer Protection, Katie Haas, says two real estate celebrities were behind this damaging scheme.
We've heard stories of people going bankrupt. We've heard stories of families splitting up over the loss of income and the strain that this put on them.
Dean Graziosi and Scott Yancey were known on TV and YouTube channels. They were real estate celebrities, and they'll be paying back some of the money. Unfortunately, most victims won't recoup all the money they lost. KSL News Time 605, cows across the country are getting sick.
The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says the illness is not contagious to people. It's just affecting older cows who still actively produce milk. The symptoms are kind of like the flu. So far, there's no evidence that it affects other animals or beef cattle. It is affecting milk production for dairy farmers. Not enough to cause an issue with the commercial milk supply, but enough for the farmers to notice.
KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reporting there. The state is not just restricting dairy cows from coming into the state. It's not. It's just requiring some more paperwork. KSL News Time, 6:06.